Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a great show planned for you today. I'm working with a skeleton crew here in the studio, aren't we?
Does that mean we're skinny?
Yes, sure.
It's team advantages.
It is indeed. I am working with Team Advantages today. We've got editor of Advantages, Kathy Houston. How are you?
Good. How was your trip?
My trip was excellent. Thank you
California.
For asking. I was in SoCal, as they say.
Very
and
nice.
It was beautiful. And Al Roker was on my flight coming home yesterday.
Wow. Did you talk to him?
Well, you know what? I was online trying to change seats at the gate, and he bumped into me, like walked right through me without seeing me, obviously. He was turned the other way, and he was walking, and he practically ran right through me. And I was like, what up? And then I hear this guy say, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, wait a second, I know that voice. And it's Al Roker.
Did he want your seat? Is that what he was going for?
You know, no, he had a nice first class seat, which I did not have. But he was friendly enough after running me over with
That's good, because I would hate to have my jolly image dispelled.
On that note, Jen Vyshnevsky is
also
here.
Another jolly image.
Another editor of Advantages. Jen, how are you?
What's up? I'm good.
Good. Well, we're glad to have you. We're obviously a small crew today because everybody else is at the ASI show in Orlando. But we've got Vinny manning the phones, and we have Rooster, as we call him, on the tech booth. So, guys, you might have to join in with a microphone if we need any assistance
here. Yeah, we should have thought of that.
All right, but we are getting ready to take your calls today. We're talking cold calling and sales strategies. If you have any questions about how to warm up those cold calls that you have starting off 2012, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. And Jen, why don't you tell everybody else what is on tap for today's show?
Okay, well, we've got a packed show today. We're going to get a call in from Orlando. And then after answering your questions, Kathy's going to answer the question, will the U.S. ever become a paperless society?
No. Sorry.
Hey.
We won't need that
story. So we don't need that story. Next, Andy's going to bring us some tips on how to avoid a cash crisis in your business. I'll tell you what you can learn from Ritz-Carlton. And we're going to throw to Kathy on how employers are turning to quirky perks to attract workers.
It's not easy to say.
That's why she's doing it.
Is that why your voice got so high?
Yes.
That was interesting.
One more thing. If you're thinking about moving your business to the cloud, Kathy has some top reasons not to do it. Uh-oh. As always, we'll have our favorite things. But first, it's the news with Andy Cohen.
All right. Thank you, Jen. We begin this morning with product safety news. The CPSC has launched an online registry that will allow for certain third-party testing exemptions. The establishment of the registry, which can be found at www.saferproducts.gov, comes as the CPSC begins its enforcement of testing standards. Check out Promogram today for more details. On to general economic news now. Spending on business travel is expected to increase this year to more than $250 billion, according to a new report from the Global Business Travel Association. The survey predicts U.S. companies will increase their spending on employee trips by 5% in 2012. Some sad news to report. Bill Jarman, owner of distributor firm Concepts, Inc., and a former member of the PPAI Board of Directors, passed away last week. He was 67. In addition to his work with PPAI, Jarman served as president of the Carolinas Association of Advertising Specialists and was inducted into the CAAS Hall of Fame in 2005. Plus, the ASI show is taking place this week in Orlando. We'll have a live report from the show very shortly, but make sure to check out Promogram later today for complete coverage. Yes, our cameras are on the scene capturing all of the action, Kathy.
All of it?
Not just some of it, but every last moment.
I can't wait to see this.
You sound excited.
Come She's on. Leaning on the edge of her seat right
Ramp
now.
Ramp it up here a little bit. I know. It's still just Tuesday, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, on the line, on line three, we have our favorite managing editor, as we call him, Joe Haley, calling in from the ASI show Orlando. Joe, how are you doing?
Andy, I am doing terrific. How are you?
Doing great. What's the weather like down there in Orlando?
It's a balmy 73 degrees today, partly cloudy. No humidity, so we're loving it.
Well, I'm sorry you won't get to be outside at all to enjoy that.
It's okay. And you know what? We've been missing Kathy, but when we go to the Advantage's new products showcase area, they have this large screen TV, and about every 5 minutes, Kathy pops
oh,
up.
Oh, no, I'm glad I'm not there.
The She's here and there. Rose show, so we get to see her. And it's funny, because after about an hour, we're sick of Kathy. It's like, oh, my God, go
Just
away.
Just like here.
Wait a second. It takes an hour?
It's a continual loop.
I know, but so it takes an hour to get sick of her?
Hi, Andy.
I mean, it should only be a few minutes.
So what else is going on down there,
So, Joe, tell us, give us some highlights of the ASI Show Orlando.
Okay, so yesterday was Education Day.
Yep.
And as usual, we had a great offering of over 50 courses. We had a whole slew of new presenters, which we actually did interviews with, so people can see that later on ASI Central and in the Council Promo Grant. But it was the all-time record for distributor attendance at any ASI show ever for Education Day.
Wow. It
2454. There's 2,000 partners, 54 distributors were there. That was up 13.3% from last year. But let me tell you, you could not get a seat in a class if you were anywhere near being 5 minutes early for it. Every class was packed. People were standing, people were sitting on the floor, and the buzz in the rooms, and people were coming out and were really excited that they were, you know, taking advantage of education and earning those points towards their BASI and MASI.
Wow. Joe.
So there's a lot of educated people in Orlando.
They're very educated. We had a pinning session last night where Tim Matthew and Nicole pinned about 15 new BASI earners, and I think three or four people had already earned their MASI. And one of the MASI guys, he's a big fan of the radio show. He emailed in last week. His name's Tim, and he says that he really misses the rant. And Andy, he bought you some candy. He bought you some sweet and sour Angry Birds candy.
Wow. That's I could use some of that. You going to bring that home for me, or are you going to eat it before it gets home?
No, he ate it already. He bought it for you, and then he was hungry, and he ate it. But at least he was thinking about you.
I appreciate it. He's obviously got my personality to a T.
Yes.
So, Joe, what's on tap for today? The trade show floor opened this morning, right?
Show floor opened about an hour ago, and they streamed in. I think it was a constant stream for at least 5-10 minutes. People are still pouring in. The aisles are just filled with distributors end to end. Usually, you know, people go to the left, people go to the right, and they kind of, you know, crisscross in the middle there. And the middle aisles are a little slow in the morning. Every aisle is extremely busy. Suppliers already are ecstatic with the numbers. So we think it's going to be a good show. Nicole filmed the fashion find, so you can see that later on in today's Council Promogram. I'll be doing a Joe show. And I'm going through, we have a whole new setup here at ASI Orlando, and the new products pavilion, brand new cases. It's absolutely beautiful looking down there. And I found over 30 unique different products. I can't show all of them today, but, you know, we'll pick out some of the best.
Nice. All right, now the most important question, where'd you have dinner last night?
Last night we ate at Tony Roma's, which I thought was an Italian place. Of course, looking for an Italian place, and he says, no, that's ribs. So, and we kind of did a little tour of Orlando trying to figure out a place to eat. We wanted Italian. We found this great place, but it was a 35-minute wait on a Monday night. So we ended up at Tony Roma's.
I think CJ was frustrated. He tweeted out all about it. Yeah. That is dinner conundrum.
Sort of the blind leading the blind.
CJ, frustrated was probably he was playing that down a little bit. We went from an area where there was about 20 restaurants to an area that had about 20 restaurants. It's why we couldn't find one there, no one knows. But we have 8 people trying to collectively come up with something to do.
Were you ready to kill someone?
Not me, Kathy. Not me.
Nice. All right. Well, groupthink at its best, unfortunately.
Oh.
All right, Joe. Well, thanks.
I'm watching 3 women get their picture taken in front of the welcome to the ASI show sign. So people are excited here. And one girl, she just put her hands up on her hip, just like, you know, all the young girls do today.
Okay. Well, that is an interesting live report, people, from our own Joseph Haley at the ASI show in Orlando.
Flavor.
Thanks, Flavor Flavor.
All right, Joe, go head back out onto the show floor, and we'll see you back here soon.
Bye, Joe.
All right, well, we love you, Michigan. We'll see you next week.
Oh, we love you too, Joe.
All right, thanks for the love.
All right.
All right, well, now we're getting ready to take your calls regarding cold calls. And if you have any questions on how to make cold calling easier, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. We already have a few people on the line. So let's start with Fred on line one. Fred, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. How are you guys?
Doing great. What's your question for the host?
Well, you know, I just don't like calling someone out of the blue on the phone. Mm-hmm. What can I do beforehand to warm things up?
All right, advantages, sales experts.
What do we have? So one of the best ways, I think, to warm something up is to send something ahead of time so that you have a reason to call. So I've seen a lot of people send out either self-promos or just an example of what business they can provide. So then when you call, you have a point of reference to say, I'm just checking if you received my self-promo or, you know, a product sample. And that usually eases in the conversation a lot better.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Also, do some research beforehand, which goes without saying, but if you can't get a referral, look through media and social networks like LinkedIn, Facebook, Google search. See who in your area might have gotten a promotion to some kind of buying position, like special events director or marketing, you know, head of marketing or human resources. And that's a way to contact them with some pertinent information that would be helpful to them. Also, when you do a search on LinkedIn and Facebook, most cases you'll have a mutual connection or common interest, so you could start off with that.
Okay. All right, great.
All right, Fred. Well, hopefully that helps, and hang on the line for your so Vinny can get your information for your Visa gift card.
All right, great. Thank you.
All right, we also had a writer in by email, a listener, that gave a little tip on how to break the ice on a cold call. Jennifer Moyer wrote that she uses a local paper or magazine to make her cold call list, and she also checks out prospects' websites before contacting them. I think that's a great idea. You know, the idea of making a cold call as warm as possible is what she's getting at here. So she'll call people that she sees written about in a local paper or magazine, call them up and congratulate them or talk about their marketing plans.
Right.
And certainly, you know, her point about checking prospects' websites before contacting them. I mean, there's so much information out there, not just websites, but if you have a specific name or even just a company, like look at their Facebook pages, look at their Twitter handles, you know, make sure you have all the information you possibly can because they're giving away their secrets.
Do a Google News search on the company because they might be merging or acquiring another company. They'll definitely need promotions for that.
Right. I just think that there is no excuse today for a pure cold call.
No, there's not.
There's just so much information you could have do a 30-second search online and you'll have something that makes it less cold than it was 30 seconds prior.
Right.
So do a little research before you get on the phone. All right, on line five, I think did I read that right? Five? We have Stanley on the line. Stanley, how are you today?
Good morning and Happy New Year. How are you guys doing?
Happy New Year to you. How's everything?
Well, everything's good. Got back from the Las Vegas and the CES convention, which is very interesting.
Oh.
The question I have is, you know, you gather a lot of prospects and you gather a lot of, you know, but you're pretty much calling cold. And what is the best way to get past the person who answers the phone who their whole job is to block the calls?
That's a great question. The gatekeeper is a big issue for salespeople. What do you guys think?
I'd say if you get past to someone, let them know you briefly spoke to someone else. If you have Stanley who suggested that you call the other person. That's a great way to get in. Of course, that stems a lot from referrals, too. But I just, you know, what do you think?
Well, I think you want to try to make almost as close a contact with gatekeepers as you do with the person you're trying to actually connect with. You know, that person's job may be to ferret out important calls from unimportant calls. And, you know, you want to try to almost appeal to the gatekeeper's needs as much as the person you're trying to reach. This might be a process, but, you know, finding out what that person's looking for, what their needs are a little bit, you know, why they're answering the phone instead of the other person, you know, doing a little bit of maybe research on that person would help as well.
Or even how you can help them help their boss, because making them look like a hero to their boss is also a good thing.
That's a good point, because they may be doing some of the purchasing that their boss is telling them to do as well.
Right.
Stanley, how have you gotten through gatekeepers in the past?
Flirtation.
I don't think that's a joke though. You do have to sort of butter them up a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the way that I've gone about it is, you know, you usually don't get through once or twice, and so if you can, you know, somehow lighten the mood and, you know, make them laugh or, you know, at least ask them something about their day and how things are going and you have some common ground. They usually, that's what I find has been the best way to to get through.
Yeah, right. And I think also if you're going to do a face-to-face cold call, like if you're just stopping in the neighborhood, always bring a gift for the gatekeeper as
yep.
well mm-hmm. as the person yeah. you want to see.
Yep. All right, Stanley, well, thanks for the call, and hang on the line so we can get your information for your Visa gift card. You know, Stanley does bring up a good point, though. The idea of a gatekeeper and cold calls, it makes it very difficult. But I just wanted to, if you wanted to cut him that, you could. The point was that it takes time. You know, it's not just the idea of, you know, you can make a cold call and you're getting to the person you want to get to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It actually could take some time to get to that. So
right.
understand that cold calling isn't just a single call. It's a process.
It is.
And sometimes a gatekeeper and getting past that person is part of the process. So,
yeah, you have to nurture that just like your other relationships.
Exactly. Nurture. There you go.
Good word.
All right. Word of the day from Jen is nurture. All right. On line two, we have June. June, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. What's your question for the host?
I have a prospect that I've called and left several messages for, but no one ever calls me back. Do you think I should drop it, or is there something else I could be doing?
Well, as we were saying, it takes several attempts usually, sometimes up to, you know, five calls,
yeah.
five voicemails. But people that I've talked to in the industry that seem to do well with cold calling is if they don't get somebody after like five attempts, they will actually go to the office, like I said, drop something off for the gatekeeper and the person to meet with, mm-hmm. then call and say, this man that I was just speaking with last week, he leaves a chocolate foot, you know, I want to get my foot in the door. But he'll call and he'll be like, do you remember me? I'm the one that sent you the chocolate foot, just like an icebreaker, mm-hmm. some kind of thing. Or like Jen said before, send some kind of high impact mailer as well, and then call and follow up and say, do you see that, you know, self-promotion we did? We could do the same thing for your company.
And I would suggest just trying to get to them through different means. Mm-hmm. You know, if they haven't returned your phone call, then maybe they'll look at an email that isn't just a sales call type email, but actually provides maybe some information or an article that you think that they might be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Something that connects you to them in a way that's not just leaving a message. So maybe try to vary the modes of communication that you're doing. You know, some people just aren't phone oriented these days, and they are more
email
oriented.
That's true. A lot of people aren't. That's right.
So, you know, vary what you're doing a little bit. And the last thing I would say is just not to get frustrated. You'll know when it's over. You know, they might tell you, look, we're just
stop
not interested.
Get lost.
but until then, I would, you know, the best salespeople are as, you know, just persevere through it. And they just, they say they don't get offended by the return phone call. And they just try to come up with new ways to reach that person. So keep at it, I would say, June.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much for the call. On line one, we have Nicole. Nicole, how are you today?
Great. How are you?
Doing good. What's your question for those?
Well, question is, do you think it's a good idea if when you're doing research to email someone first and then maybe a day or two later to call them mm-hmm. to kind of say, did you get my email? You know, is that
yeah.
a good approach?
Definitely. I would send a brief introductory email, especially if it's a referral, put in the subject line, referred by Mary Jones or whoever happened to refer you to the person. But I think, yeah, a lot of times people will open an email before they'll answer the phone. As a matter of fact, I was looking up some research this week, and a source called Honest Selling said only 5 to 10% of the people you call will pick up the phone the first time you call them. So I think it breaks the ice even further if you send them a brief email first.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, Nicole, thanks very much for the call, and hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for your Visa gift card. If anybody else has any questions about this topic or any other topic regarding selling, give us a call at 215-953-4979, and we are happy to take your call. And Vinny is ready and able to pick up the phone.
He's anxious.
And talk to you, and he's you know, he's got a nice voice, too. All right, Kathy. So,
and nice hair.
No, I wasn't going to talk
Vinny.
About his hair.
Well,
that's what everybody
that's
else
you're
does.
At a deficit.
I'm just jealous of the man's hair. So it is what it
Lustrous.
Is. All right, Kathy. So will the U.S., although I even answered
well,
this in, that,
so
in
next
the beginning,
story.
Will the
next.
U.S. ever become a paperless society?
Well, 56% of Americans don't think so, Andy.
56, but that means
including
that
you.
44 might.
Well, let's see. 56% of Americans said they don't think it would ever be paperless, while 20% said, yes, one day we'll all go paperless. And 24% of Americans were undecided. I don't think we ever will.
Well, I don't think we'll ever go fully paperless, but
I mean, if you look at some of the current trends, right?
If it keeps going in that direction, we probably could say that we would actually.
You know, it still boggles my mind that people still send me faxes. Mm-hmm.
You know, the fax number thing is so out of date.
It's crazy.
I don't even get it. But honestly, most of the purchase orders in this industry are done by fax.
Okay.
Still by fax.
Yep.
So, like, there's still suppliers and distributors. The only ways they communicate are by fax, and that boggles my mind.
Yeah, I know. That's what I just used, boggle. Boggle and nurture are the words of the day. But
boggle.
Okay, since we're in a political season here.
Yes, we are.
Along party lines, more Republicans than Democrats believe we would never be a paperless society. Mm. Republicans, well, you know how they are.
Love and paper.
They like to have everything down in writing.
I think that falls in line pretty accurately. I mean, they sort of live in the past.
Oh, there you go. But no commentary here. Okay, so this survey was done by Poll Position. Okay, then you could look up more information about it online. We'll have it on our website at asicentral.com/radio. There's a lot more information in there, according to gender, men think.
Yeah, I think it's generation, too.
Yeah. 18 to 29 age group had the strongest opinion, and 63% said that the U.S. would never be a paperless society. Mm-hmm. Of the 18 to 29-year-old group.
I would think it would
be
the
surprising.
Boomers.
You know what, though?
Yeah.
Slowly, it really is happening in places you wouldn't necessarily imagine. Yeah, I was just flying out to California and back over the last few days, and I saw more people than I've ever seen using their smartphones for their boarding pass.
See, I think that's so weird. I can't.
And so, you know, they just scan their smartphone when they board the plane. And the people checking in know to do it and know how to do it. And there are places that it's cropping up that you wouldn't necessarily think that it would.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you think about how smartphone technology, how quickly it's come about, like, it's only a few years.
Yeah,
really.
Right.
So, in 10 more years, how much more of that will be happening? I would imagine it will be significant.
Mm-hmm.
All right, on line one, we have a caller, Heidi, calling in. How are you today, Heidi?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing good. What is your question or comment for the host today?
Okay, well, I was just thinking about, I do a lot of cold calls in person and seem to get a lot of interest when I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I follow up with these people the next week, they seem to avoid me. You know, they're not returning my calls. I never get them. I mean, what can I do? I don't want to be stalking them.
Just stay there. Sleep over.
I'll just camp out.
That's right.
Yeah, occupy their office. It's very effective. I would say that you need to be as persistent as possible and continue, since you have met them, I would say, it gives you the opening to offer as many ideas and possibilities that you can offer. So I would say anytime you're calling them, you shouldn't necessarily call to sell, but more to ask questions, more to find out about their latest, their newest campaign that's coming up. And then I would say, if they're not returning phone calls, like I was saying to a previous caller, then send them some, three ideas through an email.
Yeah, right.
And give them the impression that you're kind of acting as a marketing consultant on their behalf, in a sense. And that might give you a little bit of an in.
That's great.
Heidi, I wanted to ask you, do you have an e-newsletter that you send out?
Right now we don't, no. Just kind of still in the early stages. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, I have some materials that I can send them. Yes,
right,
I have
right.
some, little catalogs that I can always attach to an email.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I would suggest to just contact them in as many different ways as possible and always think about offering ideas rather than trying to get commitments.
And when you meet with when you go into their office, do you drop something off? Do you actually drop something
off? Yes,
okay.
Dropping off something,
okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
with your contact
really excited,
information.
You know, and I get excited, but but these are great techniques. You know, I will approach it that way, looking more at offering ideas to them. I like that.
Yeah, and don't take it personally. Like Andy said, everybody's busy, so try and reach them in different ways.
Absolutely. All right, Heidi. Well, thanks for the call, and good luck, and hang on the line so Vinny can get
so
your
much,
information.
Guys.
You're welcome.
Take care.
She's all right, guys.
Peppy.
So what's
she's
I know.
Peppy.
Yeah.
But she's got a good attitude.
That's
you know?
Right.
You can't give up. You just keep going at it. And that's kind of the message of today.
That's
what
right,
did we
Andy.
Say? We said boggle, but
and
boggle, nurture.
Boggle and nurture.
Forget the boggle part.
Boggle, baffle,
we're going to go
nurture.
With nurture for the rest of the day. All right, guys. What's the biggest challenge that many new business owners have?
I don't know.
Good. Perfect.
Getting customers?
Avoiding a cash crisis.
Oh.
Someone's on the game.
Check out Jen. Looking at the radio show lineup. That's right. Cash concerns are paramount today. So here's a few tips for how to avoid cash crisis. The first is to set high profitability standards. I would suggest that everybody listening today makes a goal in 2012 to increase the profitability they get on every order. If you're looking for 35% margin, start shooting for 40% margin. If your 40% has been your average, then go for 45. That's extra revenue that you can put towards investments to grow your business. So shoot for higher profitability on every order. The second is to do some cash flow forecasting. You know, it's important to know exactly what time of year and when you're going to need more cash than other times. So you have to be flush at those times. But if you don't know that, and if you're not forecasting your business clearly enough, then you might not know that in, you know, the second half of the year, I'm going to need more cash than in the first. So forecast as accurately as you can, not just revenues, but your cash needs as well. So make sure to do that. And the third is to diversify your funding sources. If you're depending on just credit cards, then try to get a line of credit from a bank. Banks obviously have been known recently to pull and reduce their available credit. So you have to diversify your where your money's coming from as best as possible. Even if you're going to friends and family for some, whatever it is, make sure you're getting it from a few different sources. So, you know, if one source taps out, you have others to go to. All right, those are some tips to avoid a cash crisis. We'll put the rest of these on our website at asicentral.com/radio. The callers keep coming. So let's go to line two, where we have Deborah. Deborah, how are you today?
I'm doing well, and you guys?
Good. What's your question for the host?
Most of my client base is out of the country. I do most of my business in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find a way to cut down on costs of cold calling because of the cost of the calls. Mm-hmm. Any suggestions on how to be most effective on the cold calls?
Well, if they're pure cold calls, I'm not sure you can totally eliminate the phone charges you're going to have. If you can, obviously email is a good replacement. If you're talking to companies that you already work with, I would suggest doing some online, web conferences. Mm-hmm. You can go to the WebEx and the ON24s of the world that web meetings have become really effective, and a lot of salespeople are using them in ways to reduce their travel costs. Mm-hmm. So as long as, your client has an internet connection, you can present ideas to them that they can see in real time, and you can discuss, promotions that they're doing. And it's not nearly as costly, certainly as traveling there, but also even as some phone charges are, because you can get an 800 number through the web conferencing. So that's an outlet to look at that I would suggest.
I think that's a great idea. Also, if you're doing some YouTube demonstrations of products for your clients, you can send them some YouTube videos demonstrating some of the products through email, as Andy suggested, too.
Right. All right, Deborah. Well, hopefully that helps. And hang on the line so Vinny can get your information.
Thank you very much.
All right. We've had this topic on the lineup for the last couple weeks, and I need to get it out of the way. So, Jen, what can we learn from the Ritz-Carlton? They have great service.
They do.
What is it?
Their main focus, obviously, is focusing on great customer service. And the advantage of doing so is that you can charge a premium for your services. So since they're known for that, people are willing to pay more for the quality of service mm-hmm. that they provide. So one of the other aspects of what you can learn would be focusing on your staff. If they're trained well and empowering your staff, then they can handle any kind of customer issues that you have, which will obviously always pop up. But then third, I'll say is the main thing, is that you are able to create a marketing buzz about your business. If you have great customer service, people are more willing to get, your name out there and kind of talk about your business. So by creating a buzz, that's almost worth its marketing weight in gold, I would mm-hmm. say.
Absolutely. So. People will most definitely pay a premium for good service.
They will.
And I would say reliable service. If
right.
they
Absolutely.
Know that you're going to always be there for them and deliver on time mm-hmm. and produce things that they, maybe hadn't expected were as great as they are, then they will not worry about price.
And the Ritz-Carlton is consistent. You know that no matter where you travel, the Ritz-Carlton is always going to be top of the line. So yeah, the people are willing to pay for that.
If you can be the Ritz-Carlton of distributors, I'd say you're on the right track.
And there we'll call you go. There you go. All right, guys, we have just enough time to do our favorite things. It's Michelle's favorite segment of the show.
Well,
she's not here.
She's not the favorite.
But we have a couple of favorite things. So, Jen, why don't you lead us off?
Okay. So, my favorite is preparing for the weather. If we ever get any winter weather,
Let's hope we don't.
I know. I want some.
No, I never have anything in my car. And this winter survival kit from Just In Case, ASI 63711, has about everything you need from snow scrapers to jumper cables, flashlights, drinking water. And I would need this.
Beer?
yeah, probably not in a car.
And gloves. But it's the perfect thing to have, not knowing where you're going to get stuck, if it's at ASI or somewhere else.
Let's hope not.
All right. All right, Kathy, what's your favorite product of the
week? Well, mine is called the Ball Game Bag, and it's from ID Product Source / Aspenline, ASI 62088. And it's really cool, especially now that it's basketball season, finally. It's a basketball jersey style shopping bag. Looks like a basketball jersey, but it folds into its own little pouch that looks like a basketball. So it's
That's really cute
for school fundraisers and, you know, school teams and whoever else.
Nice. Yep. All right. Well, you can see these products and more at on our website right now, asicentral.com/radio. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time for today, but we will see you again next week with a full live crew back in the studio.
Two live crew.
And a complete report from the ASI show in Orlando. See you then, everybody. Have